Gospel according to Luke, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place. And after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And so Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And the friend answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give you whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if your child asked for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would give a scorpion? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. Jesus, teach us to pray, the disciples ask. Teach us how to pray. What's the first prayer you remember learning? You don't have to say it, but just think about it. Who taught that prayer to you? The first prayer that I remember praying, my folks taught me at bedtime. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." The prayers that we pray are precious to us. They are words that bring us comfort. They are words that keep us company when we are alone. Words that remind us of the loves who taught us and the love they taught us with. And they are words that help us to know how to talk to God. They help us start the conversation. And yet, these words can also become a little habitual, and that's okay. Ritual has its place and purpose. Like a mantra in other religious practices, our oft-repeated prayers can build a rhythm for us that mimics our own heartbeat and that drowns out all the other noise outside of us that's constantly swirling around. But the tricky thing when our prayers become habitual, when we settle into that rhythm that feels right, well, they can just become rote. And in that roteness, those prayers threaten to lose their meaning. My dad is fond of telling a certain story about that childhood bedtime prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. My dad remembers distinctly one of us, my sister, my brother, or myself, looking at him with a quizzical face one day and saying, "Dad, what's a fi should I? Fi should I before I wake? I pray the Lord my soul to take. Fi should I? What's fi should I?" We got caught up in the rhythm of it. If I should die became fi should I. And well, that's part of the prayer. That's the magic, mysterious words of our prayer. So that's what we say, fi should I. Jesus, teach us how to pray. This past Lenten season on Wednesday nights at worship, we invited those gathered to engage in some new practices. We sang a little more. We prayed a different prayer. And I even said, hey, listen, one of those new things we're going to do is we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer in a different way. And one of our Wednesday night regulars looked at me and said, uh-oh. I started to laugh, and we had a good chuckle as a group at it. The Lord's Prayer is among the most cherished parts of our faith practices as Christians. This is the way Jesus taught us to pray. He even gave us the words and everything, didn't he? The words we read in our gospel text this morning, though they certainly call to mind the prayer we are used to praying, we can certainly see the building blocks of it, but are they the words? Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. That's close, right? Close to what we're used to, but not quite. At the church we belonged to before I became a pastor and came here to Christ the King, at Our Savior's Lutheran Church on 24th and Chicago in South Minneapolis, they had a practice for a little while of praying a different translation, a different interpretation, a different version of the Lord's Prayer, I don't know, every week, every month, something like that. And so we all sat and read diligently in our bulletin these new and unfamiliar words that were close, but not quite what we were used to. One of those Sundays, as we read this prayer, in the place of "forgive us our sins," or trespasses, they use the word mistakes. And I twitched a little bit. I grumbled, to be honest, rolled my eyes, got upset even. And I leaned over to Emily and I said, "Mistakes? They're not mistakes. Some of them are mistakes, but some of those are things I did. I know I did. I willingly did them. I chose to do them. That was no mistake. Wrong, yes. Mistake, not so much." I got irritated about this version of the prayer that we were praying. But to be honest with you, I don't know how much thought I'd given to the word sin or trespass in the Lord's Prayer until I said mistake instead. Until I read the Lord's Prayer in a new way, I don't know how much thought I'd really given before then into what I was saying. Our Savior has had a tradition of beginning prayers, different versions of the Lord's Prayer, or different versions of the Creed, with these words. They will say in words both faithful and fresh. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Let us recite the Creed. There are many different versions of the Lord's Prayer. In fact, in Holy Scripture, there are two different versions, one in Matthew and one in Luke. And while they have certain resemblances, they are not quite the same. And neither one are quite what we are used to praying all the time. And in fact, in the midst of those translations are different translations. We pray at least two of those, right? The King James Version, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. How about this? The Good News translation. Father, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us day by day the food we need. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who does us wrong. And do not bring us to hard testing. From Pastor Eugene Peterson's The Message, Father, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Keep us alive with three square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. Those are different versions of just this passage in Luke's Gospel. Here are more versions yet. And I invite you to listen to them carefully. Feel what they make you feel if they bump up against you, if it feels right somehow. But think as you hear these words, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the mercy and the glory. Forever your name is all one. Amen. Gracious Spirit, who loves us like a mother, whose realm is blooming among us now and within, give us what we need for each day. And help us to be satisfied with the miracle of that alone. Forgiver, whose embrace brings us to wholeness without our asking, may we reconcile ourselves to one another in humility. And may we cancel the crushing debts that imprison our neighbors so that communities of joy and health may flourish. May we neither profit from nor ignore evil, but ever work to thwart it with nonviolence as we co-create the realm of peace in this world, now and each day. Amen. These are all very different prayers, and yet not quite that different. Not quite the same as what we are used to praying, and yet faithful and fresh. Now, I am not suggesting that we begin reciting the Lord's Prayer in a completely new and different way each week. In fact, I'm not even suggesting that we say it in any different way at all. I am merely suggesting that sometimes the way we are used to saying and doing things can sometimes become rote. We can get caught up in the rhythm of it and lose sight of the actual words we are saying. Now, I don't mean to imply that any of you say the Lord's Prayer or the Apostles' Creed or Psalm 23 or Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep and don't think about the words you are saying. I know all of you to be deeply thoughtful, faithful, and caring people who take what you do and what you say very seriously. But I am sure, for as it is for me, that there are ways that each of us go through our days, aspects of our lives that we do take for granted, that we go through in a rote kind of way. And I know that each of us would benefit greatly if we engaged, if we re-engaged with our lives a little bit, gave a little more thought and intention to what we were doing, what we are saying, how we are living. And sometimes the best way to do that, to engage more deeply, to see the world, our lives, our faith, even our church in a new and fresh and faithful way, is to shake the dust off of it a little bit. To approach it in an unfamiliar way. How many of you parked in the same spot you always park in on Sunday morning when you got here today? How many of you are sitting in the same spot you always sit in on Sunday morning? Right? We are creatures of habit, and that is not a bad thing. It's how we keep our lives sane and safe most of the time. But how much trouble would you get in if you sat a couple pews forward or a few spots over to the right or left? Right? How much danger would you find by parking on the other side of the parking lot than you usually do, even just the other side of the same lane? When we approach our daily lives, each step that we take from a different angle, from a new beginning, from a new place, with a new perspective, we begin to see the world just that much differently. Our Lord's Prayer, our evening prayers, our faith practices as followers of Jesus are important to us, crucial to the ways we understand ourselves to be, the ways we understand our God to be. And yet, we risk over and over again those things becoming rote and just in rhythm. I have a pastor friend who routinely, when leading the Lord's Prayer, changes the inflection every single time that he leads it, just to throw things off kilter a little bit, and just to make himself hear it and say it a new way, and hopefully invite the congregation to do the same. It is helpful for us to stretch just a little beyond what we're used to. It helps us to think in a new way, to learn, to hear, to see in a new way. So I invite you in these days ahead, in the weeks ahead, and certainly in these next several months and years as Christ the King moves in a new direction, to recognize those ways in which maybe we have been a little stuck in the way we are viewing things, rote in the way we are saying things, and to try to spice it up a little bit, change the words just a little bit, or even the rhythm in how you say it, and see what new thing you might learn. See what new thing you might become. Amen.
Jesus.